Call the Opinion Line, 1850-715-996, Cork's 96 FM.
Now, PJ, Sarah called us the other day with a bit of a Google search. Her son is only 7 and he was complaining of back pain from his school bag. The school bag, I think, when we asked her, weighed something like a stone.
Yeah.
And she was asking if we know anywhere that fit a school bag on a child properly. And somebody contacted us to let us know that that was Optimal Chiropractic in Ballincollig. And Dr. Benjamin Martin is on the line. Hi, Ben, how are you?
Hi there, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. So do you fit a school bag onto a child? Is that, do you do that?
What we've been doing for August and actually until the end of September, we do free school bag checks for all kids. So, you know, there's been this debate for the last, good few years now about the weight of school bags for children. And I said, there's not a lot we can do about the weight. It is what it is at this stage. But at least if we can have our kids with their bags fitted correctly, we can try and reduce some of the pressure that's on their spines.
And what does that mean? Does it mean long straps, short straps? What kind things should people look out for?
Yeah, first of all, means using two straps. I think like when I was growing up, when I was going through school about 20 years ago, it was about, it was always over one shoulder. And at least it is definitely a lot more trendy these days to have at least two straps on, which is obviously a good start. But you see so many children these days, they have the straps so long, like the bag's hanging so far down their back. The bag could be halfway down their back or even all the way down to their, down to their bum. So it's trying to keep the bag up a little bit higher, up on the shoulders more.
Mm-hmm.
And that reduces some of the pressure, does it?
Exactly, because the weight is higher up on their spine, on their back, so there's less of a pull backwards or less of a pull down on their spine. And a lot of what we do as well is teaching the children how, and the parents more importantly, how to actually pack the bag correctly. Because there's a certain amount of books and different things that go into our bags that are very heavy, and they need to be as close to the spine as possible. It's the same sort of principle as if you're lifting something in front of you, you want to carry that as close to your chest, as close to your body as possible instead of holding it out in front of you. And your back's the same. The bigger, the heavier books, keep those as close to your back as possible, and the smaller stuff like your lunchbox, have those further out.
Okay. So have you seen a lot of kids with problems from very heavy school bags or just carrying them incorrectly, as you're saying?
Do you know what? I think we've definitely seen, I've been doing a lot more work with pediatrics over the last 5-6 years. It's something that we specialize in with pediatrics and pregnancy in our office. So we see a lot more kids in general anyway. Whether it's all put down to the school bag or not, I couldn't say. But there's definitely more kids who are carrying heavier weights in their bags. And again, it's just about trying to minimize the amount of stresses and pressures that a young developing spine is being put under.
Okay, so that's your advice. Keep the bag high, keep the straps short, and use the two straps. Are you aware of any campaign, Ben, to try and get the number of books reduced or anything like that? Because as you say, this debate is going on a long time, and I don't know if a lot is being done about it.
Do you know what? Like, we took a very different approach to it this year because we've been discussing it over the last number of years about trying to reduce the weight, and it's something that I know has just been discussed a lot at the moment in different circles. But we thought, well, let's just try and come at it from a different approach, that it is what it is as far as the weight goes, and let's just try and at least have them fitted properly, and to hopefully one day, I suppose theoretically, everything should go electronic in time.
There's actually another problem with that, though. I saw something recently where if you're using too much of too many tablets or too many mobile phones, can't you develop problems in your back and your neck from that?
Well, that's something else. They've actually coined a new phrase called text neck.
Yeah.
Which basically is that the idea of obviously your head being down the whole time. In our neck, we have this natural curve forwards. Now, the problem is that when our head is down, we're reversing that curve. So we're actually putting our head in the opposite direction to where the neck is meant to naturally curve.
Mm.
So over a period of time, that can actually lead to more degeneration and actually more neck and shoulder issues going forward. So there's also some issues as well with using too many iPads from a developmental point of view, from fine motor skills as well. So there's a lot of debate as to how young we should be introducing our children to tablets and to technology. So there's a lot of pros and cons, I suppose. You have the pro side where you take the pressure off your back. You have the con then where you take potentially some of the pressure onto your neck. So, you have to weigh up all of these different things.
You can't win, basically.
It makes it very difficult, fortunately.
Ben, thanks a million for getting in touch, and you're at Optimal Chiropractic in Ballincollig if people are looking for that.
Until the end of the month, bag checks are free of charge if anyone wants to give us a call. And all children until the end of September, we normally charge €75 for a full consult. Mm-hmm. And all children until the end of September are €25 if you give us a call.
Great stuff. Thanks a million, Ben, for calling in. Take care.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye. 1850-715-996. Now back to this, Thomas Kent, of course.